We're back on Show Me Today. John Turner, an assistant professor at Missouri State University, is the go-to guy on studying four-day school weeks in Missouri. Alisa Nelson talks to John about his research.
For the school year that we're just starting right now, we're projecting 141 four-day school week districts in Missouri. That's a record high. That's the highest number we've ever had. And so you've seen probably about an additional 20 schools that have added on to the list for this upcoming school year.
Extra 20 or so. Okay. So that's, and I think it's important to keep in mind, 141 districts, that's, and we have about 557 K-12 public school districts and charter schools in Missouri. So that's what, maybe about a quarter?
I'm always more comfortable just talking about public non-charter schools, because there's 518, and sometimes those charter school numbers change from time to time. And so of the 518 public schools that are non-charters in the state of Missouri, that means that 27% will be on the four-day school week this school year.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. So we'll stick to the traditional public schools. Do you know, like, roughly how many students that ends up being that are doing four-day school weeks here in Missouri?
For the upcoming school year that we're beginning right now, there'll be just over 70,000 public school students in the state of Missouri on the four-day school week. And so those can range in size from school districts that have less than 100 students to our largest school district now in the state of Missouri that is on the four-day week is the Warren County Schools at Warrenton, which has about 3,200 students.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question, just to tag off of that is, are you finding, does your research show you if it's mainly rural schools in Missouri who are taking advantage of the four-day school weeks? Is it urban, suburban? Is it a mix of all of those? Can you talk about the popularity among the different parts of Missouri?
I've been researching the four-day school week in Missouri for about 8 years now, and there's no doubt that there has been a transition over what school districts have explored this option over that time period. You know, back in the early part of my research, there was no doubt it was some of the smaller school districts in the most rural parts of Missouri that were exploring the four-day school week. Back when Lathrop was the first school district to adopt the four-day week back in the 2010-2011 school year, it was about money in that district, and it was a lot in those first adopters. Money was the issue, and again, in smaller rural school districts where they were seeing student population decreasing. So by going to the four-day school week, they could save a small amount of money. And so those early adopters, it was a lot in rural schools that were struggling to keep their enrollment up. What's really changed here within the last few years is now that you're seeing more larger school districts with, that are primarily fighting for retaining teachers and also recruiting teachers into their district. And so now we're going from again, something that was dominated predominantly by very rural, smaller school districts in Missouri, that now we're seeing larger and larger school districts explore the option. So right now we have about a dozen of the four-day school week districts that have over 1,000 students. We have a couple that are over 3,000 students. And of course, just here within the last couple of weeks, the Independent School District just outside of Kansas City has announced that they're investigating the four-day school week as a possibility for next year, and they have over 14,000 students. So you've definitely seen a difference over the last few years with more suburban school districts exploring the option that were not on the radar of the four-day school week back 10 years ago.
John Turner with Missouri State University studies four-day school weeks in Missouri, and he joins Show Me Today to talk about the topic. This year, there is a record 141 traditional K-12 public school districts in Missouri that have moved to a four-day school week. Okay, so back in 2010, it had to do with money. are you, and has that changed, or has it, because the reason I ask is I think I remember the state education commissioner talking about how it's been used as a recruitment tool, and you talked a little bit about that. Is it now kind of moved from the money conversation to a recruitment tool conversation, or maybe it's both, or maybe beyond that? Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, the question of money is one that always comes up, and I always tell people it's not a simple question to answer, because it is not about the money to the extent of going to the four-day school week, you're going to save a lot of money. Most school districts that implement the four-day school week may save 2 or 3% on their overall budget. So it's not specifically about you'll save money by going to the four-day school week, but it is about money to the extent of looking at a salary scale specifically. You know, when you look at smaller rural school districts, they really struggle to keep competitive salaries with the more suburban and larger school districts. So they often become sort of a training ground for young teachers that are just starting their career, and they're able to be competitive on that beginning teacher salary. But then as teachers get towards their mid-career and add on additional graduate hours, which will give them a bump on the salary scale, that's when smaller rural school districts really struggle. And statewide, when you look at the political issue, everybody wants to pay a lot of attention to that beginning teacher salary, which is rightfully so. It should definitely be increased, and you've seen the legislature and the governor take action on that. But I don't know that that's going to help with this four-day school week issue, because a lot of the rural school districts, where they really struggle is to keep those teachers that have 10 years of experience and now have a master's degree, or maybe they've even gotten a specialist degree or a doctorate degree. When you get to those later mid-career and late-career teachers, that's where those rural school districts really struggle to keep them in rural areas. So it's very common for a small rural school district to have a teacher that works for them for 5-10 years, but then those mid-year teachers look to a suburban district and say, if I just drive an additional 20 miles to a larger school district, I can add another $10,000-$15,000 to my salary. And so that's where the challenge really becomes. And so sort of the gamble that some of these four-day school week districts are taking is that if by going to the four-day school week, can we keep people here? Is it so attractive to have that three-day weekend built in occasionally throughout the month that it will allow them to keep teachers that they probably couldn't have kept if they were looking specifically at the salary scale?
Okay, so in your analysis of this over the past 8 years or so, do you know which school year has seen the greatest increase in the number of four-day school weeks? I'm curious what that year would be.
You know, I could pull it up. You know, the biggest jump year would have been from 2020 to 2021. So that would have been the 2019-20 school year to the 2020-21 school year. And that particular year, we added on 42.
I'm curious if there is a particular region of the state with the most four-day school weeks and with the least.
It is very interesting to see how this is spread statewide, to the extent that primarily the early years it was dominated. The first few that adopted were in northwest Missouri and in southwest Missouri. And, you know, to some extent, it was sort of like keeping up with the Joneses. One or two school districts in those regions would adopt, and then the next year you would see like a neighboring school district adopt, and then you could sort of, over the years, you could see these regions and these neighboring school districts grow, and a lot of that was about competing for employees, but a lot of it was about also these schools that had gone to the four-day week were seeing success and were recruiting more teachers, and they were spreading the word, and then the schools that participate in athletic events against those schools began to hear about it and it began to spread. So at the beginning, it was primarily dominated in northwest and southwest Missouri, but then you saw a large group in northeast Missouri that began to add on, especially about 6 years ago. So if you look at a map of the state of Missouri of the four-day school weeks, you see a whole lot of them in all regions of the state, with the exception of the Boot Heel region and that region in southeast Missouri. It is definitely the one that has been the slowest to come on board and adopt the four-day school week. But even now, there are a handful of school districts in southeast Missouri that are using the four-day week, but primarily it has been the most dominant in other regions of the state.
Show me the day.